This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. No, that's all. That's all. I'm just trying to get all my my clocks in a row here. Not ducks, but clocks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 6 clocks. Now, here's the weird thing, just so you know. I wonder if it has to do with the government shutdown, Germ. Right, I've got atomic clocks, which at least in theory are set with the giant atomic magic clock that we have somewhere. And, yeah, they've all got apparently like different times. So I'm doing my best. I swear to you. Stop yelling at me there. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be with us at 5:35. He's got a new movie out all about October the 7th. And how happy am I? How happy are you? Germ, if we've got time, at the end of today's program, that gentleman who texted us at 833-804-1140 on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, had a great suggestion, I think, playing the English language version of Hatikva again. So if we can put that together, that would be great. Greg in Midlothian says, Jeff, state employees have today off October the 13th as a holiday. Is it listed as anything? If you do have today off, do you have it off because it's Columbus Day? Do you have it off because it is Indigenous Peoples Day? Do you have it off just because it's a Monday and it's actually Thanksgiving in Canada? That's why the people in Canada would have today off. Right, they do Thanksgiving, what is it, the third Monday of October. Let me know. 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, it is Columbus Day, always and forever in USA history. And FYI, banks always close on federal holidays. Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying. With the exception of some government workers and bank employees, I don't know anybody else who has the day off. I don't think anybody gets overtime for it. You want to hear the story of the meeting? I will share it with you. I'll do it in a little bit. No, this is an anniversary for me and for Heidi. This is our when we met anniversary. So I should give you the details because it's a good laugh. It's a good story. But in the meantime, let us take a look at some of the nonsense that happened this past weekend. Good God. It is so sad in some ways to watch some members of the legacy news media be clown themselves. And George Snuffleupagus is right there at the top of the flipping list. He's got some show. What is that? I didn't even know what it's called. The George Snuffleupagus show on Sundays. J.D. Vance, the vice president of the United States, went on Snuffleupagus' show. And again, you may or may not like J.D. Vance, but this is a guy that does not tolerate nonsense. Take a listen to cut number 3.
So you don't, what was caught on the tape, you're saying right now you don't know whether or not he kept that money? I don't know what tape you're referring to, George. I saw media reports that Tom Homan accepted a bribe. There's no evidence of that. And here's, George, why fewer and fewer people watch your program and why you're losing credibility. Because you're talking for now 5 minutes with the Vice President of the United States about this story regarding Tom Homan, a story that I've read about, but I don't even know the video that you're talking about. Meanwhile, low-income women can't get food because the Democrats and Chuck Schumer have shut down the government. Right now, we're trying to figure out how to pay our troops because Chuck Schumer has shut down the government. You're focused on a bogus story. You're insinuating criminal wrongdoing against a guy who has done nothing wrong instead of focusing on the fact that our country is struggling because our government's shut down. Let's talk about the real issues, George. I think the American people would benefit much more from that than from you going down some weird left-wing rabbit hole where the facts clearly show that Tom Homan didn't engage in any criminal wrongdoing.
It's not a weird left-wing rabbit hole. I didn't insinuate anything. I asked you whether Tom Homan accepted $50,000, as was heard on an audio tape recorded by the FBI in September 2024, and you did not answer the question. Thank you for your time this morning.
No, Lieutenant George, Governor J.B. I said that Pritchard's I don't.
Up next, we'll be right back.
Wow. So some tiny little troll dumps the Vice President of the United States. Wow. Listen, gang. I don't know how you would have handled it, but I can tell you, as someone who's been doing this for a long time, it's not the way I would have handled it. Not by a long shot. Do you essentially hang up on the Vice President of the United States? I certainly wouldn't. You know what's weird? Especially if I did not like what the Vice President was saying, I would not hang up on him. Especially if the Vice President and I were having a disagreement about something, I would keep him as long as humanly possible to chat with him, to discuss things. And again, I disagree with him. You know I'm going to step back to him and go, oh, wait a minute here, Mr. Vice President. Instead, Snuffleupagus basically hangs up on the Vice President of the United States. That's just not the way that you're supposed to do this. What do you think? I know nobody watched the show because nobody watches the show. But you just heard what happened. I'm not leaving anything out, by the way. There's no special context or subtext or anything else that you need to know to make heads or tails out of that. Snuffleupagus did not like what Vice President Vance was saying, period, end of story. And instead of having a conversation with the Vice President of the United States, what does he do? He simply ditches him. Tremendous disrespect for the Vice President, but also tremendous disrespect for those of us who voted for the Vice President. Tremendous disrespect for every single American who is served by the Vice President. That's inexcusable. Absolutely inexcusable. But there it is. There it is. So you tell me. Again, we've got Dinesh D'Souza joining us at 5:35. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera is going to be here. Rich, of course, the host of Richmond's Morning News. 5:13, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be with us at 5:35. He's got a new film out all about October the 7th. And today, it's amazing, those hostages are home. The 20 remaining living hostages are home. Thank God for President Trump. Thank God Joe Biden is no longer in the White House. Thank God that Kamala Harris is not in the White House. All that they did was to empower and embolden Iran and, by extension, Iran's proxies. Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. So again, I just have to say thank you, thank you, thank you to President Trump for being in the right place at the right time. Only Donald Trump could get this deal done. Now, we'll see how it plays out. I am not a I'm not a naive person here. Believe me when I tell you, I know that Hamas is comprised of moral reprobates who are compulsive pathological liars bent on slaughtering every last Jew and Christian in the world. So these are not good people. They never have been. But perhaps the good people who are in Gaza will be strong enough to stand up and combat Hamas in some way. Maybe President Trump gives them that power, if you will. You know, I know we've got a little more here. Let me just double check on time. Germ, do we have time enough here just to squeeze in cut number one, please?
Letitia James, yeah. And James Comey as well. NBC News again has confirmed that post that President Trump put on Truth Social was actually meant to be a private message to Pam Bondi. Do you think it's appropriate for the president to direct his attorney general to indict whoever he says?
Well, I think it's appropriate for Comey to answer for his conduct. 5 years ago at a hearing we had in 2020, when I asked him, why didn't you tell the court about exculpatory information? Where the CIA gave a memo to Strzok and Comey saying there was intel that Hillary Clinton's campaign was creating the false narrative that Russia and Trump were working together. The man who created the Steele dossier recanted it in February, and Comey kept using the document to get warrants. So, I think the grand jury is doing the right thing. And Trump got indicted 91 times. 3 days after he announced the president in February 15th, 2020,
but Senator, I'm asking,
91 indictments in foreign jurisdictions.
There you go. All right, Dinesh D'Souza on deck. He'll be here at 5:35. I want to remind you, tomorrow morning, please check out Richmond's Morning News. All right, Rich Herrera is the host there. Always good stuff. And it should be an exciting time. I want to hear some of the reaction, obviously, to the release of the hostages. You're always welcome to hit us up at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There, meeting with folks like Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Herzog, Speaker Ohana, the Foreign Minister Gideon Saar, And I'm looking at all these guys. All these guys just weeks ago I was sitting with and having coffee with and talking about issues with, standing there with President Trump in front of the Knesset announcing all of the 20 living hostages are back. The bodies of the remaining hostages are scheduled to be released in the next day. We'll see if Hamas finally honors a promise of some sort. And there could be, for the first time in our lives, for sure, a real peace emerging. So I am hopeful. I am very, very hopeful. Remember, it's got to be a few months now. Jonathan Kahn was with us. He's been with us a few times. Great author, an amazing author. And his book, The Dragon's Prophecy, is the latest film from our old friend Dinesh D'Souza. We've been overdue for a visit from Dinesh, and what a great day to have him on to talk about the new film and everything involved in that. Dinesh, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, it's my pleasure. What a great day to be joining you, and in a way, it's a bad day, I should say, for the dragon, right? Because the dragon in The Dragon's Prophecy is the devil, and the devil's currency is death and destruction. So on a day where we have hostages coming home, family reunions, celebration, hope, and life, it's a good day for the God side and a little bit of a bad day for the dragon.
Yeah, well, any day the devil's losing, I'm in favor of that one, Dinesh. I'll tell you that right now.
You know, this film, based on Khan's book, is a departure for me. My earlier films, as you know, are mainly, in one way or another, about the meaning of America. They're political, they're historical. But this film is biblical in that it applies a kind of biblical wide-angle lens, tracing some of these events like October 7th, like the war, like the peace plan, as being not just normal events, not just even historic events, but rather events that are in some ways in the wide landscape of biblical history and even biblical prophecy.
What was it that drew you to this? I'm going to assume, for the sake of argument, you read Jonathan Kahn's book, The Dragon Prophecy.
You know, that came late in the game. I was exposed. My wife and I went to Israel for the first time in 2022, and I was very entranced by biblical archaeology, which is to say you have all these figures in the Bible, Pontius Pilate, earlier, the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah, going further back some centuries, King David. And for thousands of years, these figures were in the Bible, but there was no historical attestation of them outside of the Bible. But now in the last few decades, there have been these amazing archaeological discoveries coming out of the ground, you know, coins and stone inscriptions and clay seals and other artifacts. And all these biblical figures are jumping out of the Bible and into the pages of history via the pathway of archaeology. So I was exposed to all that. And then, of course, along comes October 7th. And I find myself going through all this shocking footage of October 7th, much of it, by the way, never released to the public. And then along comes Jonathan Kahn with this kind of biblical interpretation with a kind of brilliance of exposition that I had not heard before. And I thought, look, if I can weave all of this together into a tapestry with the archaeology pointing to the past, the war being the present and now the peace plan, and then Jonathan Kahn introducing the prophetic element pointing to the future, I'm going to have a really interesting film, which I think we have.
No doubt about it. The DragonsProphecyFilm.com is the website. The DragonsProphecyFilm.com. You mentioned some of the video footage that has not been seen before. Lay this out for those people who have not read the book, and they're just learning today, perhaps, for the first time, that you have the Dragon's Prophecy film now out. What is it that they're going to experience when they watch the film?
So the film begins with about 10 minutes of putting you right on the scene of October 7th. Now, what makes this footage so fascinating is it is not taken from the point of view of Israel. It is taken from the point of view of the attackers. So it's almost like you're on a motorcycle with a GoPro and you're going to ride over the fence into the kibbutzes from the Gaza side with Hamas. You know, Hamas filmed all this stuff, and that's why we have it from the Hamas point of view. And then I have interviews with a couple of survivors of October 7th. And again, what makes this so riveting is that the events that they're describing, normally in a documentary film, you'd have to recreate it so people could kind of imagine what it must have been like. But I don't have to do that because I have the actual footage. And so this is how I draw you in. And then those events and the war are explored from the, in a sense, the deepest perspective at all. And the theme of the film is that there's a world behind the world. And that these events that we're seeing can be understood as a replay of ancient biblical battles between the Israelites and the Philistines as recorded in the Bible. Jonathan Cahn draws some amazing parallels between then meaning 3,000 years ago, and now. And so all of this is kind of brought together in a very fresh and provocative way. And while the film takes you into some dark places, October 7th. It also takes you into sort of the devil's handbook. It doesn't leave you there. It ends on a big note of revival and spiritual reinvigoration and restoration. So in a way, it's very consistent with the mood of hope and optimism that we see today.
I love this. Dinesh D'Souza joining us. His latest film is called The Dragon's Prophecy. The website for it, thedragonsprophecyfilm.com. Dinesh, why should people here in the United States care at all about any of this stuff? How does it resonate? How does it impact us?
It affects us in three ways. Radical Islam has set its sights on us. It's not content with the Palestinians or Gaza. You've got these jihadis in Egypt and Saudi Arabia and Pakistan and Turkey, and they're much more concerned with a global impact, even a global conquest. They want to infiltrate Australia, Canada, Europe, the United States. They want to take over our school boards. They want to have hundreds of Ilhan Omars in this country. So this is the first thing, that Israel is kind of on the front lines of fighting radical Islam, and they do it with an effectiveness that we can't match. Our own record, America's record in dealing with radical Islam, kind of mixed at best. The second thing is that our whole civilization is based on Athens and Jerusalem, and it needs both pillars in order to survive and to thrive. If you take down one pillar, Jerusalem, our civilization basically can't hold up. And I think the third point, and this is the point stressed the most in the film, there's a cosmic battle between good and evil, between God and Satan, that is being played out in front of our eyes. And ultimately, this poses a moral choice to each one of us. We don't have an option about whether to choose. We only have an option about which side to choose, the side of God or the side of the dragon. And so ultimately, the film brings it home to people and says, this is not even about what's happening way over there. It's ultimately a choice facing you in terms of your own life and your own future.
I cannot wait to watch this film, Dinesh. You and I have chatted in the past many times about your other films. I'm always impressed. I'm always inspired, quite frankly, as I see what you are doing. I want people to get it. I want them to watch it. Now, you need to tell us, what is the best way for somebody to actually view The Dragon's Prophecy?
The film is on multiple platforms. You can buy a DVD at Amazon, but the best place to go is just go to the film website. It is The Dragons, plural, thedragonsprophecyfilm.com, and you can stream it, you can get DVDs. So this is a one-stop shop to check out this film, thedragonsprophecyfilm.com.
After you completed this, Dinesh, did you feel hopeful, or did you feel as if we just weren't going to get this done?
No, I think at the end of it, I'm very hopeful. I do believe that there is a spiritual warfare between the greatest of all combatants, God, and the devil himself. Yeah. But I do think that God is going to be victorious in all of this. Now, there are things about this debate that greatly dismay me, one of which is the rising tide of anti-Israel and anti-Jewish sentiment coming from my own side, coming from the right. And so I've tried to be unusually outspoken in frontally opposing that, because I think that that's bad for MAGA, it's bad for Trump, it's bad for the country, and it's bad for Christianity.
Well, thank you for doing that. I like you, have looked at some of the folks on our side of the aisle, and I have been absolutely flabbergasted. You say perhaps anti-Israel. I sit here and I'm thinking this is stone cold Jew hatred coming out that's been hidden, and it's painful. It's just painful to see.
It is, and I think, you know, there are secular Jews in America and in Israel who don't fully grasp it because they try to understand it in purely rational, or I would say natural terms. Right. Sure, there's an element of envy and those sorts of things, but that doesn't give you a full handle on it. So part of what we do in this film is we give the natural explanation, but we also say that in the end, it demands a supernatural explanation.
Does. Dinesh, God bless you, my friend. Thank you for being here. We'll look forward to chatting again soon. Everybody needs to visit thedragonsprophecyfilm.com. Thedragonsprophecyfilm.com. Really great to catch up with Dinesh D'Souza. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 552. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Man, oh man, is it a Monday? It's not just any Monday. It is a manic Monday, but it's a good Monday. It really is, to think that those 20 human beings are back home. Could you even imagine being held hostage? I mean, I just can't. I can't. And I don't want to. None of those people were getting ready for a fight. None of those people were even remotely ready for what happened to them. Remember what the desire was on the part of Yahya Sinwar and the rest of Hamas. That was to go after civilians and attack them in the most brutal ways possible. And to record all of it. And share it over and over and over again. It was by design. I've said this many times, and I'm going to say it one more time. Hamas and the leadership are evil, vile, despicable, bottom-feeding slugs. But they're not stupid. Sadly, they're not stupid. And they knew exactly what they were doing, and they did it for a reason. They wanted Israelis to be terrified, to live in fear, because they had not seen anything like this before. And a quick reminder that when you do the numbers, if you will, 1,200 Israelis on October the 7th, 2023, would be equivalent to 40,000 Americans being killed on 9/11. So every time that I heard one of these pontificating folks saying, oh, Israel should dial it back. You think anybody would have dialed it back if there were 40,000 Americans slaughtered on one day? I don't think so. I'd like to think not. Anyway, it is a good day, and Donald Trump deserves a huge amount of credit. He got this done. This is probably the biggest deal he's ever done, the most important deal he's ever done. And God bless him for getting it done. Just a wonderful accomplishment. We'll see if it holds. God willing, it will. We're going to end today by sharing that English language version of Hatikvah, the Israeli national anthem. Hatikvah means the hope. Have a wonderful evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do it all again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.